Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a push-in amen style subsign for that 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way it actually works in drum and bass. Tight, restrained, and arranged around the break instead of fighting it. If you want that jungle pressure, that hurly roller weight, that stripped back underground feeling, the low end has to behave like part of the drum performance, not just a bass patch sitting under the track. Think of it as a second layer of rhythm, a low-end punctuation mark that supports the amen and gives the whole arrangement its forward motion. So first, get your amen break running in arrangement view. Loop 8 to 16 bars and listen to the groove before you even touch the bass. This is important. In DNB, if the drums aren't already moving, the sub won't magically fix the vibe. The break has to feel alive on its own first. Now create a new MIDI track and load operator. We want a clean sine-based sub, because the amen already gives you plenty of transient detail and mid-range energy. We're not trying to stack more clutter on top of that. We want authority, simplicity, and control. Set operator up like this. Oscillator on sine, and make sure the other oscillators are off or silent. Then shape the amp envelope for a tight response. Keep the attack basically instant, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay short. Maybe up to around 80 milliseconds if you want a tiny bit of movement. Sustain at full. Release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on how tight or legato you want the note tails to feel. Before you write anything, make the track mono. You can throw a utility after operator and set the width to 0%. That's the right mindset from the start. This bass is supposed to sit dead center and anchor the low end, not spread out and get clever. Now draw in a simple MIDI idea. Don't overcomplicate it. Start with just the root note and maybe one supporting tone. Think in short phrases. Think in tension blocks, not endless note lines. A good dark DNB subsign often has more impact because of what it leaves out than because of what it plays. Try something like this in your first two bars. A root note on the downbeat, a short gap, then another root hit. In the second bar, leave a little more room for the amen snare and ghost notes, then answer with a longer tone at the end. You can even hold a note into the turnaround, but keep it controlled. Most notes should live around 1/8 to 1/4 note in length. Only use a half bar hold when you want real tension. That space is doing work. In jungle and early roller arrangements, the sub often feels like it's locking arms with the break rather than laying over it. The bass should feel like punctuation. Clean hits, intentional gaps, a little menace, then silence, then another hit. Next, let's give that sine some harmonics so it translates beyond just a perfect sub wave. Add saturator after operator. We want subtle character, not blown out distortion. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and keep the color neutral or just slightly warm. In a lot of darker DNB, the reason the bass feels huge is that the harmonics are audible even when the fundamental is holding down the floor. Saturation helps the sub cut through without needing to get louder and messier. After that, add EQ 8 if needed. You're not using EQ to force this into shape if the patch is already behaving. Just clean up the extremes. High pass only if there's rumble below about 20 to 30 Hz. If the low end feels cloudy, try a gentle cut somewhere in the 120 to 180 Hz zone, but don't automatically boost the bass. If it feels too soft, first check note length and saturation before you reach for a huge EQ move. If the tune wants a rougher jungle edge, you can add redux very lightly after saturator. Keep it subtle. This is not about obvious pit crushing. It's about a worn, underground texture that gives the bass a little extra bite when it hits. Now comes the really important part, making the bass groove with the amen instead of just existing under it. Open the MIDI clip and line some of the bass hits up with the strongest rhythmic accents in the break. Not everything, though. If you quantize every note into robotic perfection, you can flatten the swing. DNB groove usually comes from a mix of lock timing and a few tiny offsets. Use the break like a drummer would. Put bass hits under the kick-heavy moments. Leave space when the snare is taking over. Add an offbeat pickup before a bar change if you want more pull. And if a note feels good a few milliseconds off-grid, trust that feeling. We're not trying to make it sloppy. We're trying to make it breathe. Here's a good way to think about the arrangement. Bar 1 can be the question, bar 2 the answer. Then repeat with variation. So maybe bar 1 gives you two short low hits. Bar 2 leaves a pocket, then lands on a longer note. In bars 3 and 4, you can add a small descending move or a tiny octave cue into the turnaround. That kind of phrasing keeps the loop from feeling static, and that idea of the turnaround matters a lot. Treat the last half bar before a new section like a scene change. A brief dropout, a shorter note, or a tiny rise in tension can make the return hit much harder than just stacking more layers. Now let's add movement without losing the low-end focus. Put auto filter after saturator if you want the sub to evolve across the arrangement. Keep it subtle. You do not want an obvious sweep, you want a sense of motion. A low pass or band pass setting can work well, especially if you start the intro a little darker and open the cutoff slightly as the drop arrives. If you automate the cutoff, small moves go a long way. 10 to 20% can be enough. You might also automate a tiny resonance bump at the turnaround or a quick dip just before a fill. That gives the bass line a sense of breathing without compromising the mono power. Now let's talk arrangement in sections, because this is where the lesson really becomes musical. Don't just make an 8-bar loop and assume it's done. Build the bass to match the energy curve of the tune. For the first 8 bars, keep it simple. Let the amen breathe. Let the subline establish the language. In bars 9 through 16, add one variation, maybe a descending phrase, maybe an extra pickup note, maybe a note moved earlier by a 16th so it answers the break differently. Then in the next section, strip the bass away for half a bar or even a full bar, and bring it back stronger. That small absence can hit harder than any new layer. That's a big DNB truth. Tension comes from what you remove as much as what you add. A bass line that knows how to disappear is usually more powerful than one that tries to fill every second. If the kick or the break's low end needs room, add compressor with side chain on the bass track. Keep it subtle. We're not chasing modern festival pumping unless the track really wants that. Start with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. A fastish attack and a release that feels musical, maybe 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. Often, the cleaner fix is simply shorter notes, a slightly lower clip volume, or a small EQ pocket around the kick's fundamental. Always check your sub at low volume too. If the groove still reads quietly, the timing and spacing are probably doing their job. That's a really good sign. In drum and bass, the bass shouldn't only feel impressive when it's loud. It should feel arranged. If the sub sign alone feels too pure for the track, don't immediately make it bigger everywhere. Add a second layer only if the arrangement needs more attitude. You could duplicate the MIDI to another track, use operator or wavitable, filter it heavily, and push some saturation or overdrive on the upper harmonics only. Keep the actual sub layer clean and mono. Let the grit layer live above it and stay quieter. That's a great way to get a darker, more aggressive roller feel without muddying the foundation. A nice pro move here is using repeated notes for pressure. Two or three short hits on the same pitch can feel heavier than a big melodic leap. Another classic move is a tiny descending turn at the end of a phrase. Just a small fall into the root or the note below it can give you that old-school jungle tension instantly. Also, don't forget that silence is part of the sound. If you remove the sub completely for a bar before a drop or fill, and the amen is strong enough to carry it, the return can feel massive. That's one of the cleanest ways to make the arrangement feel intentional. So here's the practical workflow I'd use if I were building this in a session. Start with the amen break in arrangement view. Build a mono sign sub and operator. Write a 2-bar phrase using only 3 notes. Keep most of the notes short. Add saturator at a moderate drive. Check it in mono. Add a small auto filter move into the second half of the phrase. Then duplicate that phrase and make one variation. Remove a note, add a pickup, or shift one hit slightly later. After that, listen to the full 8 bars and ask yourself 3 things. Does the sub leave room for the break? Does the return feel heavier than the first phrase? And does it still work in mono? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. So to recap, build the sub sign from a clean mono sign in operator. Keep the MIDI short, rhythmic, and arranged around the amen break. Use saturation and subtle filtering for harmonics and movement. Shape the drop with space, call and response, and small arrangement changes. Keep an eye on mono compatibility, drum and bass separation, and headroom. That's the real dark DNB's low-end mindset. Not huge, not crowded. Just tight, nasty, and perfectly placed. Hit hard, leave room, come back with purpose. That's the sound.